All right, what's up, everybody? We're live here at Tech Bar Studios here at the Acronis Cyber Studio. This may, you may see this as a little bit different than what you're used to seeing us since we do this virtual, but we're here at live at the Acronis Cyber Fit Summit 2022. Here joining us, this is Super Powerhouse Ray,
Super Cousin Danny,
and Mr. James Irby.
Thank you.
Be honest, have you gotten that kind of intro anywhere else?
Never.
Okay.
Never.
Actually, you know what? I used to be a boxer, so similar intro.
Okay.
But not to that level.
Do you want us to give you time to go out and we'll prepare the walk-on music and you can get the robe and the...
No.
What color are your trunks? What color are your trunks when you go in the ring?
Blue and white.
Blue and white. Okay. All right.
Very
cool,
nice.
Cool.
Navy.
Well, very on brand, too, with the Navy Acronis hat and the Navy shirt.
It works.
Very, very on brand. So, James, I understand you've never been a guest on Tech Bar, and I'm going to go ahead and assume that you haven't partaken in the wonderfulness that is the Tech Bar podcast that we do on a regular basis. This is not your typical interviews and talking about product and all the other stuff that the more intelligent people like Dave Sobel and Palachuk and Paco do that stuff. We are the Jimmy Fallon of the tech group.
So, I love it.
There you go. So we're going to learn a little bit about you, have a little fun with some games that we got prepared for you. So you may want to knock Danny out later. It's completely fine. I'm good with it. But let's get started.
It's actually understandable.
Yeah, you'll get it.
Anyone else?
it's on the waiver that everybody signs before they come on. They say you may knock out Danny. It's covered. Don't worry about it.
Okay. And don't worry, I signed a waiver on my end too, so we're good.
Yeah,
I'm expecting it.
So James, so tell us about yourself. Tell us about your role at Acronis. What do you do here besides boxing? Obviously,
well, that was a long time ago. So my role with Acronis, I'm one of the solutions engineers for the cloud team.
Okay,
so I work with service providers to make sure that the solutions that we're offering meet the needs of their business.
Okay, so they're not talking out of their butts. They're like saying, we have these needs, and you come in and say, okay, this product will solve that problem when designed this way, implemented this fashion. This is what happens. You can get your customer nice and happy and protected.
Exactly.
Basically. Is there a component? Because one of the things that's been amazing to me throughout this entire conference is the breadth of solutions that Acronis has. It is ridiculous.
Yeah.
So do you
it's
have
a big platform?
It's a huge platform with a single agent. How cool is that?
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
So do you have a core component that is your like bread and butter, your subject matter expertise, or are you just like the all-knowing Sauron kind of guy?
I try to be all-knowing. Now, recently I've kind of more focused on the security side of things, and for this event I was more involved in the endpoint detection and response, the EDR.
Okay.
That was a big topic
yesterday and today, and talking about EDR and for those, like, for the two people left on the planet in the MSP world that don't know what EDR is, can you tell us what EDR is and Acronis' take on that?
Sure. So if you don't know, EDR is, it gives you a little bit more insight into an attack that, those advanced attacks that may bypass other security controls like your signature-based, your heuristic-based anti-malware engines, maybe something that's more like living off the land, and it takes any of these telemetry from the systems and takes events, correlates them into an incident, and says, hey, is this something that's a false positive or a true positive? And you can, you know, further investigate that.
Okay, cool. You got that? I'm going to need you to repeat that. Everything he just said verbatim, word for word.
I know everybody understands that I'm Danny Parrott, that I'm going to repeat everything you say. So I'm going to just... So it's a joke that you weren't here for yesterday. So my last name is Laura, which basically in Spanish is a parrot, like, talking. So... Repeat, pretty much.
Yeah,
that's like my name,
Danny. Repeat.
There you go, Danny. Repeat. Actually, that's pretty on brand for Danny. So that actually works out really well. So, the last semi-serious question we're going to ask: Acronis Core Cyber Protection. Those are a lot of fancy words. What the heck does it mean?
Core cyber protection. Okay, so, well, we've kind of instead of if you've known Acronis, like we started with the True Image, you know. Disk manipulation, stuff like that, backup recovery. We've taken that data protection, I don't remember the exact date. It was probably around 2017, something like that. We started adding in the active protection for ransomware protection. So started kind of transitioning into that security space. And so we've termed this cyber protection instead of – it's a combination of data protection and cybersecurity. So that core cyber protection is – the Acronis agent does have a certain amount of security management backup that's part of it, and then – around that, you have flexibility of adding what we call advanced packs for, depending on the functionality that you need,
okay,
additional security, disaster recovery, things of that nature.
That's been one of the cool things that I love that, you know, we were talking yesterday with Michael, and, you know, we were talking about how back in my MSP days, you had an agent for everything. You had an agent for your EDR or back, you know, your AV, you had an agent for your remote control and your RMM and your dashboard. And like, it was 19, 20 agents on your computer at one time. It was nuts. And Acronis is accomplishing all this with a single agent where you can say, okay, well, we're going to do the BDR. We're going to do the EDR. We're going to do the cyber. We're going to do all these amazing things all just with a single agent occupying a single set of resources, turn on and off as you need. That's really cool. And I don't think I can give you guys enough credit for doing what I haven't seen anybody else in our space do. So that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, we're trying to consolidate a lot of those actions that service providers had typically had to use several different vendors for, take them into a single platform.
Yeah,
make their lives a little bit more efficient.
I mean, there's always been that single pane of glass, you know, goal, right? Like that idea. And it's funny, we're here at the Cyber Summit, and for those that can't see, we have this like fishbowl where we're doing this stuff. They've made space for us, and we have all these people like walking by and, you know, pointing and poking at us, and including Kelvin Tehelar.
Yeah. They're here for you.
They're all here for you, sir. They're all here for you. All right. So we have a lightning round. Is that what you want to do, Simon? Cool. All right. Simon's giving me the thumbs up, so we're going to go ahead and Danny, you want to kick this off? There are no right or wrong answers, except there are obviously right answers. Don't feel bad. We'll kick you out if you get it wrong. So,
Gray, if you don't mind, I'm going to go off script on the questions because I see question number four, and I kind of want to do that one first, if that's all right. Because it says a lot.
Here at the Tech Bar, we follow a very strict regimen where we follow
our
schedule.
So, got to follow the rules here, right? Protocols.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly, James. So, question number one.
Okay.
Actually, no, I'm going to go with question number four.
All right.
L.A. or New York?
Related to what?
Oh, see,
just
okay.
Pick. Just
see, that was my first thing. Like, if you're visiting, are you living there?
Yes.
Like,
visiting. Visiting. Would you rather visit L.A. or visit New York?
Well, I can tell you, unfortunately, I've never been to either. So...
What is that?
Okay, so which one would
New York.
All right. Sir, you are a solutions engineer for a global company with 2,500 employees. Are you telling me, like, I know there's Acronis stuff in New York and L.A. Like, you can't get them to fly you out? Like, what is that?
I probably could, but we have other people that are closer.
Okay.
I'm based out of Arkansas.
Okay, so you're not hogging the ball. You're letting others
go in.
Right,
I'm kind of in the center, and everybody else is on the coast, so I kind of just stay in my own little spot.
I got you. So James is a team player. That's what I'm hearing here.
We're trying to help you here, buddy.
Thank you. Yeah, I would love to go to New York.
So since we're live streaming, any New York or LA MSPs, if you want to have a solutions engineer, James, go out. James specifically, go ahead and request him. Just saying. All right.
Excellent.
Go ahead, Danny.
No, you got the next one, brother.
All right. I think I'll go off script, too. These are odd questions. What is something you could eat for a week straight?
Chicken and broccoli.
See, if you hadn't said you were a boxer, I would have said, okay, like, you are a masochist.
That's kind of like your diet, right?
But, like, having been a boxer, okay, I can see you were, like, cutting weight and you're focusing on, like, good carbs and...
Well, when I say I was a boxer, this was, like preteen type of boxer type.
Dude, we're trying to give you credit here. I feel you're missing the mark.
I'm a little too humble. Yeah.
You were a heavyweight champion of, like, or welterweight champion. You were a champion.
I get it, though, because I said it yesterday. I was, like, preteen. Yellow belt.
Yep.
Yeah.
Karate.
Karate?
Karate. No, yeah, there's more. Karate Kid, man.
Because who was it? Was it Michael or Alex that was a judo
Danielson.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
nice.
So that's how it
kind of
works.
We're going to keep him from waxing on and waxing off to get to the next question. But
it's a healthy meal. You know, you're not going to get tired of it. You can always kind of class it up a little bit.
You and I have different opinions of what we get tired of.
But you know I'll give you a pass there. I will give him credit because that is it's a healthy meal and it's actually filling too.
I mean, to be fair, yes, you can season the heck out of it and like
easy
go nuts.
Cook, easy.
Yeah. Chicken.
All right. So James and I will go out drinking, but we're not going out eating dinner. Okay. Fair enough. All right, Danny.
All right. I got another either or question here. Ready?
Okay.
Dark chocolate or milk chocolate?
Milk chocolate.
Damn.
That was
I
quick.
I didn't even say milk chocolate.
That was quick. That was quick right. Into the punch.
You know what? Honestly, there's no need for explanation because I get it.
That's the proper answer. I mean, that is. Yeah, and meanwhile, I know my wife is watching and probably commenting, like, dark chocolate, I like dark chocolate. You're not on the show, too bad.
My wife likes dark chocolate, so I sample it now and then, and I like it, but milk chocolate all the time.
I'm with you, brother. I'm with you
100%. Do you just dip the dark chocolate in milk?
Yep.
There you go. That's it.
For sure.
There you go.
All right, so Ray, go ahead with the last one.
Let's see, what are we doing here? We got, why don't you do it, because I've lost my place.
Awesome. So... What temperature do you like your thermostat at? Ooh, great question.
I feel like he's going to follow up with a what time of the day question.
I think time of the day kind of needs prefaces on
right, this. Because there's daytime and there's sleeping
all right,
time.
That's true.
So what daytime. Do you set your thermostat at before you go to bed? That's fair.
Okay. Right?
The daytime probably like 71, nighttime 69.
Yeah, and since this is a security conference, I'm
going
to need...
I kind of want to keep going there for a second, but...
That's not even a change, though.
I'm going to leave it.
71 to 69. Like, what's the even point of that? Like,
hey, it's 2 degrees.
You can feel those 2 degrees.
Okay, I'm not going to lie. I sleep at 64, and if it's 66, I'm like, I get it. Like, I wake up, and I'm like, I can feel it in the ether. So, yeah. Okay. All right. Fair enough. All right. So, we have a game. This is called Florida, Not Florida.
As you can see.
So, you're from Arkansas. So... Yep. I'm sure you've heard your fair share of Florida man stories, right? So what we're going to do is we're gonna give you two rounds of questions, and you have to gauge if this is Florida or not Florida.
Okay.
Pretty simple. And if you get it wrong, you got to go boxing with Danny. No, I'm kidding. So, Danny, you want to read off the first one, man?
Sure. 14-year-old student steals $13,500 from grandmother's safe, gives money to classmates.
Not Florida.
Not Florida, because they wouldn't give it to the classmates. I say not Florida.
No way.
Yeah, I'm going to go with not Florida. We're not that altruistic at all.
We're not that
nice.
That
was Midwest. That may have been Arkansas. I'm just saying. Like,
yeah, that sounds really good.
All right, let's see what we got here.
Oh, my God. It was Florida. Damn.
Florida, Marion County.
Ocala again.
This is the second time in 2 days we got Marion.
I feel like I'm the only one drinking it. You guys over got water.
Okay, so hold on. So
what do you got in that? What do you got in this container?
Just water.
Just vodka.
Water.
Yeah.
It's not.
All right.
It's vodka Red Bull. So here's the thing. The Tech Bar is a drinking show.
I know. That's what I saw.
Yes.
From what I saw.
So you came adequately prepared.
I was prepped.
You were prepped. So we did ask permission, but because it's a large company, to be fair, we couldn't get permission yet. So I do appreciate you coming on drinking.
I do.
Yeah.
I do. Yeah. And it kind of made it easier for me to drink my water.
Yeah, his water. That's why he's not drinking that water. He's drinking that water.
Well, this water is like it's a very nice thermostat
it's
that you guys
bottle.
Gave us.
Oh wow! I need one of those.
You do have it. It's in the bag, man.
All right, let's go with the second question here. Since I'm the only one left out without something to drink here. All right, woman climbs into McDonald's drive-thru to cook her own. Simon, when you pick this up, like I'd like to know, like were they able to finish cooking? Like, was it, were they there 5 minutes?
He had a problem.
She was able to even drive through the drive-thru.
Right.
The problem is he gives us, I feel like this needs more context.
There's always more questions than answers on these points. And he's like, there's none, too bad.
Not Florida.
Not Florida. Danny?
What you got, Danny?
Not Florida.
I'm going to go not Florida with. Let's
I'm going to
go
with 49 over 50.
Yes.
Oh, we got it.
Yes. Where, though?
Yeah, but where?
California.
Oh, okay.
They know how to party. I've heard they know how to party.
Makes you feel happy that you picked New York over LA, right?
There you go.
There you go. James, so much for hanging out and coming with us, man. We appreciate it, dude. Now you can get the hell out since you're drinking and we're not. You know, I'm not saying I'm salty.
Hey,
I'm just
saying. We'll be drinking later, right?
We'll be. Yeah, oh, yeah. We'll definitely be drinking later.
That's the plan.
Absolutely. We'll be talking about L.A. and New York next time. Thanks so much, Jude, for coming on.
Yep. All right.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
All right.
Simon, so we have our next guest. We have, let's see who we have here. I should probably be able to bring in my show notes. Be very.
It's JD.
JD Berm, sales engineer at Acronis. You were, well, okay. So let's get you mic'd up. Have a seat. He's very, JD's very excited. And initials that I love.
He should be.
From Scrubs. Yeah. One of my favorite characters in Scrubs, right? Yeah. How often do you get that shit?
Not that often, actually.
Really?
No, I get juvenile delinquent a lot more.
which one is more accurate?
Both?
I mean, is there a difference between the two characters?
Not really.
I'm almost 40, though, so that okay. The juvenile thing doesn't fit much anymore.
But you roll with it, right?
You roll with it. Yeah,
all right, so we got to jump into this because you're a sales engineer.
Correct.
And James is a solutions engineer.
Well, technically, I'm a solutions architect.
Oh, you're so... Oh, big dog. Okay. All right. So,
get ready to explain.
It's all the same crap.
All right. So what does solutions architect mean, and why isn't James good enough to have it? No, I'm kidding.
It boils down to tenureship, right?
Oh, okay.
I've just been here dealing with it longer than he has.
How long have you been with Acronis?
If you count... So I used to work for an outsource company. That's where I got my start. And I actually, James worked there, too. It was, if you count that, I'm close to 11 years.
Wow.
Yeah, so we only had cloud storage when I started. Everything was on-premise.
Right.
And then I've been through all the transitions from, hey, we're only selling to SMBs and maybe mid-market enterprise, all the way into the MSP transition.
So what a wild ride, though, right? Like, because in my MSP days, I only knew Acronis for backup.
Yeah.
And, like, an enterprise backup, and you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, this is a whole new world to me.
Yeah.
You know,
it's funny. Like, you'll talk to some of our customers, and they're like, "Oh, I don't know Acronis," and we'll be like, "True Image," and they're like, "Oh, I know True Image."
we all know that one.
Oh yeah, yeah. So
that's cool. So what has been since you have 11 years? I feel I want to pick that apart a little bit.
Sure.
And did you know James before that?
Like, oh yeah, not before we started. He was my peer at
the outsourcer.
At the outsourcer, yeah.
That's still pretty cool though.
It's awesome. So that was right when I got hired direct. So he kind of took my position at the outsourcer.
Oh, nice.
And then I went into field sales, and I've been in field sales ever since. So.
And you're like, taste my dust.
Kind of. I mean, we work on different markets, right? So now we're both technically field sales.
Okay.
I do all of our enterprise business. So I really don't deal with our MSPs too often.
So why are you on the show? Get the hell out.
Right? No, I asked the same question. I was like, I don't know anything about MSPs. Like, you want to talk about... Like,
Anna, can you correct this, please? No, I'm kidding.
Right? Like, no, but I deal with them enough. Like, we've moved to now that enterprises, they are MSPs in their own way.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
You get that big, you cannot treat IT traditionally. So
we've covered a lot. So we have another show called MSP Dispatch where we cover news and slightly more serious than this. But we've covered that where like outsourcing to MSPs in the enterprise space is very, very common now, especially like with the incoming, you know, economic decline that we're expecting for next year and stuff.
Yep.
Outsourcing has become a huge thing and MSPs are perfectly poised to take advantage of that market. So with the tools that Acronis builds, it already has the reputation in the enterprise space. I mean, talk about win-win scenario, right?
Yeah, depending on the enterprise you're going into, right? So you could break enterprise down into IT, regular old IT, right?
That's
Linda help desk with her laptop.
I can't print, I'm out of cyan.
Yeah. You've also got operational technology, which is a completely different monster. Cloud is a four-letter word there. So we work great in both spaces.
Yeah.
So we have huge partnerships with a lot of the process controls vendors.
Yeah.
So we OEM, like they OEM us. So like you go buy something from like Honeywell or Experian, Honeywell Experian or like Emerson. They brand it, but it's Acronis. It's just our on-premise product.
And that's a perspective that like none of the other competitors, and we're not talking about our competitors, but none of the other competitors have that, where they have that experience not only providing a direct-to-market solution, but also providing OEM products for others to rebrand or rebadge or whatever. And it's the same high level of sophistication with the product. It's pretty amazing.
And it's a big key is you've got to be simple, right?
Yeah.
Because when you go into the OT space, there's not dedicated IT folks.
Right.
These are like chemical engineers, electrical engineers.
They just want it to work.
That have to have they have to wear a second hat. Like, okay, now how do I back the system up? Because if it breaks, hey, this chemical refinery is going to melt down and explode, right?
Right? Exactly.
Like, that's the stuff they're dealing with. So, like, our simplicity really plays a huge part in why we've got such a strong footprint there. And a lot of people don't know about that footprint we have because they see us for home or MSP type stuff.
That's one of the amazing things is, like, it's not so much what are all the million things you can do. It's just do this one thing really, really well. And we don't want to do anything else because it's a toaster. We just want to turn on and make my damn toast. And
it really doesn't need to be a smart toaster, right? I mean, the Death Star toast is cool. Like when you get those toasters.
I feel you're attacking me at this point.
No. I'm all for the Death Star toast, right?
Did you update the app for the toaster?
No. I don't have anything IoT at home, right? I'm the guy who's like, the printer made a noise. Let's shoot it.
All right, so I want to talk about, we do have like some predefined questions here. I feel like we should cover, you know, it's your event, it's Cronus.
They're
putting us up here. We should cover some of Cronus stuff, right?
Yeah.
So the one question, serious question I'm going to ask you is, can you talk about advanced management with cyber scripting?
Yeah, I absolutely can. So,
which no wonder you were talking to Kelvin out there.
Yeah, because we shared the session, right?
Right,
He got the good part. He got to actually do the product demo. Right. I had to talk to slides, which is terrible for a sales engineer.
It wasn't bad, though. It wasn't. No. You know what I liked about it? While you were talking on stage, because you guys have set up TVs along the sidelines, because like you and Kelvin, like, Kelvin brings up Visual Studio Code and like, you can't see the little lines of whatever, but you can walk up to the TV that you guys have set up and look at it right in front of you. So I thought that was really brilliant. I thought that was great.
Yeah. And that's kind of how I kind of led into that, right? Yeah. We were talking about two different things because advanced management really breaks down into two, you could almost put it three different parts, right? Mm-hmm. Cyber scripting is a big part of it and that's huge, right?
Yeah.
That's the newest feature that's a part of it. It gives you that script repository. You can run the scripts from there. So like on like GitHub or something like that, you're not having to pull and then push through like something else. It's all right there. The other aspect of it is like our patch management and then some of our inventory software that we have, right?
And the ability to unpatch. That was a huge thing.
Yeah, the rollback, the failback. Yeah, that's huge. And that goes into, and you'll see it in our security pieces. You're seeing it with like our capability of doing malware scans against backups when they're cold, right? You don't have to do it on a live machine.
So you're not occupying those resources. You're not slowing down the machine. And, you know, that ability, and that only comes from a company, and now it feels like I'm shilling, I feel a little bad for saying this, but like, it only comes from a company that has the patching and the RMM solution, the security solution, and the backup solutions, and has experience with that breadth of resources that has the ability to say, your patch screwed some things up, we're going to unscrew it, we're going to go back. It up.
Yeah, exactly, and that failback is huge, right? And that's why, if you go look back a few years ago, there was a company bought another security company to try and do that. But all they were doing is selling a bundle of two different products that didn't talk to each other, right? So that integration, advanced management is just one example of it, right? If you get into security with our EDR solution that James showed, like the capability of, oh, cool, let's do a backup. What other EDR can do that, right? Like, let's do a recovery without having to drop into another console and then, let me find what asset tag it was or what machine
it
was.
And how cool is that? You've been doing this over a decade where, like, you see, like, everybody else, they buy these products to kind of merge maybe-ish into it.
Mm-hmm.
But you guys are the product other people buy to kind of replicate the functionality. Yeah.
And that's the hardest part is, like, so many people are used to, like, okay, I've got a separate team for this. I've got a separate team for this. And that leads to sprawl. You've got, you know, some guys that are specialized in this, you've got some guys that are specialized in that. Now you're reducing and consolidating that staff. They all can do the same thing because it's all the same console. They're learning one product. And if something goes wrong, they only have one neck to strangle.
Absolutely.
They can call me and say, hey, stuff's broken. And I can help fix them for it, right? They don't have to bounce.
You're the architect. You're not the engineer like a human shake because he can't hear us.
Yeah.
It's only live streamed to thousands of watchers. Don't worry about it.
That's all right.
It's all good.
So you want to get into the lightning round questions, Danny?
Sure.
Cool. Let's do it.
I got the hard-hitting question now.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Boxers or briefs?
I'm from Utah. Take it easy.
Well, then this might be kind of rough.
Okay.
You ready?
Ready.
Favorite ice cream flavor?
I'm boring. I'm a vanilla guy. But French vanilla. French vanilla.
Okay.
I like a complex vanilla.
Okay.
The only reason he's accepting this, is because he's also a vanilla guy.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Get James back in here.
It's like chocolate is chocolate.
Yeah.
No.
See, here's the biggest
chocolate is the boring answer now.
No.
Everybody likes chocolate because they got to be edgy.
Chocolate.
Yeah.
Okay, I've never like had like some Breyers chocolate ice cream be like, yo, I'm edgy. What's up?
Although I am very weird. My favorite ice cream flavor?
First of all, you could have stopped it. I'm very weird, and it would have been acceptable. Like, that would have been accurate.
Well, I need to explain the weirdness, though.
Okay.
All right. So, cookies and cream.
Okay, I get it.
I don't like Oreos.
No, okay. Yeah. But, yeah, like a cookies and cream milkshake, that hits different.
That
hits different.
It does.
Because then you're not like having a crunch. You're not having to deal with the dryness of the cookies. You're just bomb the milkshake.
Oh, I'm with it 100%.
But I still won't have Oreos.
Well,
do you know this?
It's kind of weird.
They sell the Oreo.
To that point now. I used to be an Oreo guy. And then I'm like, as my taste buds have evolved, i.e. I've gotten old.
Okay. So what have you evolved into? What is the snack choice today?
I mean, sugar-free Red Bull.
And we're not sponsored, but here we are, my Coronas. My bad. Anyway, no. So, like, do you know they sell like sugar-free Red Bull? Or I'm sorry, sugar-free Red Bull. They sell the Oreo wafers, but they don't sell the cream separately. How does that make any sense whatsoever?
None.
If I'm going to go buy something,
the only way I can see that making sense is if you need to buy it to break it up to build a cheesecake.
See, they do that for baking.
Yeah.
But nobody's ever bought like a mega stuffed, like mega thick cracker. That doesn't exist, right?
No.
Like that's some BS. Anyway, so yes, we do have an extra headset. Why are you asking me?
Oh,
Simon's messaging us in the green room, and I'm like, and I see him doing these like moves, like yoga, Vogue.
Yeah. The kung fu fighting.
He's like, dun, dun, dun.
Are we good?
Yeah.
No, all right. So you just had a spasm for no reason.
No, I had to tell Ray.
All right.
I'm gonna hijack this question because this is the most interesting lightning round question I've seen in the years we've been doing this.
I already know which
one. If Voldemort offered you a hug, would you accept?
What is it, Voldemort in the back of that dude's head?
Right, that makes a difference. That makes a difference because that's
exactly
weird.
What I was
right?
Like, which
like
form?
Is it like baby Voldemort
hugging a dude from behind? Like,
it's a little odd. Yeah. I have to say, like, full form, like, book 7, book 6, like, full form.
No nose.
No nose is actually good. It's a good description.
So, okay, let's roll this back a little bit. I've got sphinxes, the naked cats.
Okay.
They're kind of like...
What are their names? Because we have, one of our BDRs has one named Raw.
This?
Okay.
Dobby and Tonks. I have two.
Do you throw socks at Dobby? Like,
we took a picture of him the other day. He, like, because they seek out heat. So we were doing laundry. We had a sock just sitting on the bed, and he was laying on it. My wife straight took a picture and was like, Dobby's a free elf.
Oh, my God. That's awesome.
So, full form Voldemort, I mean, I dig the snake, so yeah.
Yeah.
That's, can I?
You know, so we refer to Simon as Dobby every once in a while.
I mean, he's got socks. You're free, right?
Yeah. Oh, we give him socks all the time. We, you know, thanks for vendors giving us socks.
Yeah, IT thing, right?
Don't get fooled. That's a booster chair.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Don't get fooled.
All right, so Danny, since it's 6:50 already, or 5:50, you want to go into the Rate That Film?
Yeah, let's go ahead and do that.
All right, so Rate That Film. We have three films that we've selected.
Cool.
And we just come on and like talk trash.
Oh no.
So you're going to do, these are Rotten Tomatoes, to which we have no idea like what the qualifiers are.
Oh no.
And
so by customer, or not customer, but I guess
viewer.
Film viewer, yeah.
So
yeah,
which
yeah.
one's ranked top based off what Rotten Tomatoes?
Right.
So
you're
basically
gonna put
them
in order.
Right. So basically what we'll do is we'll start with your third, second, and see where it goes.
Yeah. So we have RoboCop. We have, can you read that? I'm not wearing my glasses. The Future of Law Enforcement.
Yep.
We have Star Wars Return of the Jedi, arguably of the trilogy. And we have Aliens. I can't read the
Aliens.
Bottom.
That's the second one.
Which, for me, my favorite.
Okay, so you pay more attention to these than I do. Do the sequels typically do better?
Wait, is that a RoboCop sequel?
No, this is original.
Yeah, original. Third sequel.
That's not the remake.
So this is, we're talking 1, 2, 3, if we're really talking in order of...
Well, you're a Star Wars fan. Of course, you're going to say that Star Wars number one.
I'm not rating them.
Like in order, like which...
I'm saying like this was the first movie, this was the second movie, the franchise, this was the third movie.
Yeah,
that's what I'm going with.
You are correct.
So for me personally, it's going to be RoboCop third.
Okay.
Alien second. Mm-hmm. Return of the Jedi, number one.
You don't like Officer Murthy?
Whether you're
Officer
right Murphy? Or wrong, I agree.
Well, okay, let's be honest. For the memes, RoboCop is great.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Right?
I mean,
yeah.
And all the best memes came out of the 80s. That's
of course.
Like,
of course. it might be a different story if it was Alien and not Aliens. Yes,
right. Yes. I agree with you.
Because that was more horror. This was more like action. And yeah. Actually, I preferred this one. I really liked it.
Return of the Jedi is like when they actually got kind of serious. I mean, yeah. Other than the Ewoks. But
this was the slower of the three. Yeah, definitely more like, more drama. More
Return of the Jedi, everything was set up.
They were wrapping. They had everything. To wrap it up.
Yeah.
Wrap it up before they needed more money. Right. But...
Yeah, that's the truth.
20 years later.
Yeah. We get Jar Jar.
We get Jar Jar.
All right.
The ultimate Sith.
Yeah, right? Yeah. That was his... Oh.
Man, if that would have come to fruition, I really...
Oh.
We went from getting my guy to getting Danny's guy. You got vanilla. You got cookies and cream. You got Jar Jar as the Sith.
Okay, I'm going to throw myself under the bus, though. Oh. I'm a Trekkie more than a Star Wars guy.
I don't hate it. I don't hate it.
I don't hate it either.
I just want that future.
So I'm going to ask you a question that should be on the lightning round. You know what's
funny? I actually saw a documentary where they said that Star Trek 8, you know, you have the teleport and all that. Yeah, like, I mean, beam me up, Scotty, and all that stuff. But then at the one point, the one thing that we surpassed them was the telecommunications.
If you think TNG, right? Like, if you look at Picard when he's in the...
Yeah.
You guys have got that, right? Like, you can pick it up and I can do... But they were even behind this because they had a different pad for every single thing.
Right.
You guys just swipe and then you're there.
So I will give you a question real quick before we get to this. If you had to pick a universe to live in, would you pick in Star Wars universe or would you pick Star Trek universe?
I feel like it was
Trek.
But it's like
people are still fighting for money and credit.
So that's Star Wars. Yes, that is the thing. Yes,
there is
that is the truth.
So I would absolutely live in the Federation because everything's taken. Energy.
It's
is
a utopia.
Free.
There's no money for anything. Everybody has plenty.
Yeah, if
you can travel anywhere. Yes.
If you look at DS9, I get paints that like you're out of the Federation. You need to have credits like gold press latinum, right? Like,
right.
But that's outside of the Federation. I'd be
If you wanted to play with lightsabers, go to the lightsabers. Go to the holo room.
Yeah,
and just have fun.
It's a holodeck. Yeah, it's a holodeck.
No, I'm with you, Hunter. We asked this on Dispatch.
So, final answer is going to be third is RoboCop, right?
Yep, third is RoboCop.
Go ahead.
Second is Alien.
All right, so let's see. RoboCop, 91%.
91.
Wow. That's a pretty solid number.
There's a lot of fanboys for Tin Man.
It's the only
98?
Wow.
This better be 99 or higher.
Oh, that hurts my heart. This is BS. Simon. I called you altered this. This is photoshopped, right? No. Dobby, you are not getting a sock. No, there is no way in the world.
There's no universe that
Let's be honest, there's plenty of Star Wars haters out there that probably just went and review bombed.
Including Star Wars fans that are Star Wars haters.
There's no one who hates Star Wars more than a Star Wars fan.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. All right. So
that is probably the truest statement I ever heard.
I'm switching this under duress, but we'll go ahead and go to the next one.
Oh no!
Ooh, Karate Kid 2.
Ooh,
he goes to Okinawa.
So first, I feel we have to ask: is this a Christmas movie?
Absolutely.
Okay. Yes. You knew that question was coming.
Oh, I knew it was, as soon as I saw it. I was like, yeah, it's a Christmas movie.
But, what is it?
It's Christmas movie of all time.
Yeah.
What is it? Nakatomi Tower. Karate Kid 2. I don't remember Karate Kid 2. What was that?
Isn't that the one where he goes to Japan?
Yeah.
Okinawa. Yes,
Okinawa.
Yeah.
That's what I was saying. Okinawa.
Yeah. And he fought on that little island thing. Okay. Yeah. And then Abyss.
So the hard part about this is the art heads are going to be all about the Abyss because of the visuals.
I mean, it was,
It was a phenomenal, visually phenomenal movie.
Right. It's like until the Dune remake, right? Like,
yeah. Well, and that's what Star Wars doesn't get enough credit for. The actual, special effects that were done specifically for Star Wars in the 70s.
Was insane.
Insane!
I mean, they stuffed a man in a little tin can and made him roll around and beep.
Yeah, exactly. Come on, we had Ewoks!
Yeah.
Which they never said the word in the movie. But anyway, so what are we going with here? Because we're running short on time.
Okay. Third has got to be Karate Kid 2.
Okay.
Second is Abyss. Die Hard's number one.
See, I'm going. I agree with you on Karate Kid 2. I'm thinking 3-2-1 for the Abyss, only because of the visuals of the Abyss.
I think the Christmas heads are going to blow up Die Hard
because these are viewers; these are not critics.
Viewer, and
I think it's going to be 3-2-1.
All right, so let's.
All right, so we'll go with yours. You're saying Karate Kid
is number three.
Take it off, Danny. Let's see what we got.
Oh, shit. It's not looking good for me right now.
If you go, I guarantee you the original is probably a lot higher.
Yes.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. I mean, go ahead. You got it.
Definitely not looking good for me.
Yeah. Nice. Okay. And we got...
Come
Oh, you were on the money. Oh, there we go.
Good job.
Awesome, dude. Dude, you killed it. Thank you so much. We appreciate you. Thanks for coming on, man.
This is a great conversation. Yeah.
I can Mr. Architect.
Yeah, let's give me a random. I'm a sales engineer. Let's be honest. I just have
dude, you like vanilla. You lost me at vanilla. I mean, let's be honest.
Don't sleep on vanilla. Go get some French vanilla.
I like French vanilla. I've made French vanilla. I have nothing against it. Yeah. That's not my go-to. My go-to is mint chocolate chip. That is my happiness.
At least it's not like a Neapolitan where I've got to
have vanilla. Neapolitan is if you hate your kids. That's
I can't decide. Yeah. Like the indecisive person. I'm just going to get this box that has everything.
If you're in an after-school program, that's what the Neapolitan's for. That's with vanilla wafers. Get the hell out.
Yeah.
All right. DD, if it makes you feel better, you have me at vanilla.
Yes.
All right. That's all
I'm hitting band 50 here. So.
There you go.
Awesome. Thanks so much. Thanks for coming on.
Have a good show. You guys hitting the...
Oh, we'll be at the party afterward. We'll absolutely. Yes.
I'll see you guys there.
All right. We got to get two headsets out because we have not one but two guests coming in. I was trying to figure out why Simon asked if we had a fourth set of headphones. I did not know. But first, we got coming in. I cannot read. You got Chris Watts. I mean, it's not JJ Watts, so whatever. But, you know. But we got Chris Watts, Mr. Head of Global Sports Marketing at Acronis.
And then we got Ronan.
Yes.
McCurtain.
Correct, McCurtain.
All right.
Excellent. McCurtain. All right, VP of Europe over at Acronis. Okay, I got to start, gentlemen. What in the world is global sports marketing? Are you like picking like race cars? Are you picking like...
So we work at
he does nothing.
It sounded like a nothing.
Yeah, made up title. So we work with a lot of sports partners, and we provide cyber protection to them. But as part of the partnership,
really,
we get the opportunity to do some pretty cool stuff for us and for our MSPs and our partners.
Yeah.
So my job is to sit there, look at what we have, and make sure that we use it in the right way for our business and for our partners.
Wow.
So that's what Global Sports Marketing is, in a nutshell.
Yeah. Okay, I think this dude just like super flexed, and he's like, "Yeah, we protect the teams on the field. We protect the groups that Simon's taking pictures from the fishbowl. This fishbowl is the most like surreal experience because people keep walking by. I wanted to play like tic tac toe on the glass. I was told we can't do that. So whatever. All right, so VP of Europe. You don't like get like everybody else's solutions architect, solutions engineer, or this like made up global sports marketing, but like you get VP of a continent. What is that? Like,
hey Ray, I'm still trying to figure that out. So
I'm happy to be doing it.
Yeah, exactly. Apologies for the voice as well. I've been
It's been a crazy couple days.
It has.
Yeah. So
Miami will do that to you. Yeah. It's fine. It's okay.
Yeah. We blame the bartenders. Understood. We blame Max over at Cote. He took care of us.
I think it was the guy with the drum on the bar the other night, and he was banging the drum as I was trying to talk 2 feet away from him.
And we're blaming that, right? Yeah,
wasn't a drink or anything. So.
we're not checking the water bottles. It's okay. Very smart to make them opaque. Very, very intelligent move. So VP of Europe, what does that mean? At the MSP or at the enterprise level, what does that mean exactly?
Well, basically, I head up the sales organization in Europe. So we've got teams probably in most countries in Europe where we have distribution account managers, service provider managers. And we just basically take our go-to-market strategy in Acronis and try and sign up some partners and make some money. And there's about 100 people in the field sales organization, about 200 people in inside sales in Europe, so about 300 people right across Europe trying to grow the Acronis brand. And then we got to work alongside people who do nothing every day, like Chris. So
he's like, I get in a sports car, and I drive NASCAR.
Chris, you're just happy to be here.
An official racing driver.
Yeah. I saw you in the jumpsuit earlier, and I saw you getting ready with the harness. So that's cool. So I would imagine you're based out of Europe.
I'm Irish, but I live in the UK.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So, yeah.
And about you?
I'm Welsh and I live in the UK, but I live in Manchester.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, are there any, like, sports rivalries going on here? Is this a...
Oh, yes.
In rugby, for sure.
Yeah, football as well.
Yeah, okay.
So, tell them who you support.
Well, I used to work at Manchester City.
Well, you would expect Manchester United. I mean, right?
Well, it's a city, man.
See, I don't know this. I'm an American football guy.
This is my area. All right.
So I'm going to go ahead and take my headset off.
Secret. I was at United before City, and you're not meant to cross over. But there you go. But yeah, I was at Manchester City. So since I've worked there, and I have a lot of friends there, I'm still a big fan of Manchester City, and they kind of clash with the team from an hour away that Ronan's a big fan of. So.
Liverpool.
This man's actually a big football fan. He's gone overseas.
American and soccer.
Yeah, I'm a big American in soccer, yeah.
I don't mean disrespect. We just call it soccer.
Don't worry.
I was so mad.
I follow it all.
I was so mad the other day. I was watching a trivia show where a gentleman was giving questions to his wife, and he mentioned Manchester United and some other team. I forgot. Let's say Liverpool. and he goes, these are teams of what sport? And she said football. And he said no. And I'm like, no, that's absolutely football. Like, I get I'm American, but that's absolutely football. And she's like, European football. And that was the right answer. I was screaming at my phone. It was
you know what that means? It was an American show.
Yeah.
Oh, no. It was TikTok. It was.
Well, all right.
So, Daniel, who do you support?
Real Madrid.
Okay.
Family. Family's from there, and I used to
like you, but I've suddenly gone off you. So
that happens a lot on this show. Believe it or not, that's pretty common.
Well, we had Steve McManaman here. Yeah. Ex-Real Madrid, ex-Liverpool. Yeah. So we were perfect.
Where?
He was here. The whole show.
See, I get excited for Magic Johnson. You have different priorities, right?
He played football with us this morning as well. So.
Yeah. Tell him who won. Who won the football this
morning? Europe beat the U.S. today, or Europe beat North Americas today. Yeah. So massive rivalry. I've got the trophy on the ground.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, it was really good.
Can we show the trophy on camera?
Bring the trophy. Yeah, yeah. If that's all right.
Yeah.
We had Steve McManaman on one side.
Yeah.
And we have Patrick Willis and Santana Moss on the other side.
This is very cool. Yeah.
Out on the lawn this morning.
And then
that is fantastic.
Yeah, we had to have two. We had to have two NFL players.
No, hey, you had your time yesterday.
No,
man.
You were yesterday. Get out of here.
All right, let me hold it so I can feel like I was part of it.
Yeah, feel the weight of it.
It's a little bit heavy, so just, you know.
It's heavy.
Yeah, Cyber Dragon Trophy.
Apparently, there's a World Cup this year, but this is a bigger game.
No, this is a much bigger game, yeah. and we thank you for bringing it to us and letting us keep it.
How do you guys feel about the World Cup being in the winter?
Oh, that's an interesting one. I think it's a bit strange to have. I think it's something nice about the World Cup in the summer. You know, at least in the UK, you got the long nights and you can watch football all day, and it's a great festival of football. And I think this year it's going to feel a bit strange to be watching it in the evening, in the dark evenings. And obviously Qatar is getting a lot of press at the moment for a lot of the wrong reasons.
Well, it's just at that point, I'm just thinking it's just a money thing. Yeah. At the end of the day, it's just money.
But the thing is, I don't do any work. I just hang around with sports stars.
We assume.
It's been mentioned several times.
Recently, I've been with a couple of guys and I've asked them, like, what do you think of Qatar for the World Cup? And they told me they don't care. It's going to be an amazing World Cup. So I'm coming around to it. I wasn't around to it before, but I'm hopeful it's going to be a good one.
I think it's the global impact on our environment, right? That's the bit that annoys, you know, building all these football stadiums and air conditioning and everything else, right? Yeah. So it seems wrong to me, you know.
Yeah, yeah. There's another thing I don't even want to get into. Apparently the laws in Qatar is kind of a little different than every other nation as far as, you know, alcohol consumption.
But, you know, maybe this is a way to shine a light on that and maybe do something about it as well, right?
So you're not wrong.
You never know. Right? Yeah. So, Ray, I got a question for you.
Sir.
Who's your football team? Your
American football team. Oh, so, I'm...
You better say the right... I swear to God.
This is a point of contention between us.
I hate him
so
much.
We're both born and raised in Miami.
Okay.
And I have a Dolphins tag on my car. I watch the Dolphins. I watch the Dolphins like when I'm watching my son's T-ball team.
Yeah.
I'm just supporting, you know, my kids. And then when I want to watch real football, I'll watch Green Bay or I'll watch the Eagles. Those are really the teams I follow.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, it's not okay. Why are you guys saying okay?
Every year it's the same thing.
The Dolphins are good. Green Bay, you have the Eagles.
So every year it's the same
Dolphins
thing.
The Dolphins are good.
No. Every year it's the same thing. This year we got Tua, so we're going to go all the way, and we got it. Yeah. This year we got Jay. We're going to go all the way. Every year it's the same conversation.
They're 6-3 this year, aren't they? So they're doing okay. So they're not doing too bad.
Give it till midseason.
And the three losses we had? our starting quarterback was out.
Yes, with true. Concussion, right? He was out with concussion.
Exactly.
Right?
Well, that's because you shouldn't let him.
Thank you for honoring. Thank you.
Because you shouldn't let him play on a concussion. That should be the point you extract.
Hey, listen.
He's a Dolphins fan. He wants to win at all costs, right? So that's the way it goes.
It's not like we have a good
listen,
backup.
The point
so.
Is, when our starter's in there, we win.
Yeah.
That's mm-hmm. it. Is that not fair?
No, it's fair. Hey,
I grew up watching NFL in the 80s.
Okay.
And Mark Clayton. Super Duper, Dan Marino.
Yeah.
Marx Brothers.
Oh,
yeah, man,
unbelievable. That was a special team.
I love that. I actually got to meet, when I was very young, I got to meet Mark Clayton. And I'm like, you're the best. And he's like, I know. He told me that. A 9-year old. I know. I'm like, okay.
I mean, if you know, you know. All right. So let's get into we have a series of questions and then we have a game set up for you guys.
Okay.
So the lightning round questions, I want to jump to the first. I'm going to jump to number three here. Favorite ball player of all time. And it could be any sport that involves a ball. Let's go with the ball. So.
You go.
No, you go first.
You know what? We're going to make this interesting.
You know why? Because you work with the team, you're going to piss off somebody.
You know what? So you guys don't get upset. Let's make this even easier.
Just say Magic Johnson.
Favorite NFL player.
Yeah, I was going to go NFL.
Okay.
I'm a Falcons fan, and I was going to say, I started watching it in the OOs.
Yeah.
So Michael Vick, for me.
From the Eagles, Michael Vick was my dude.
No, I know, that's why.
Yeah.
On the field.
No, on the field. I'm with you. As an Eagles fan, McNabb, Vick, I get it 100%.
And I don't mean he's the best player ever. I mean, as a kid growing up, in that
fun
period,
to watch.
I was like, this guy is...
Well, because he'd throw, he'd run. He was a fun guy to watch. Yeah.
Somewhere out there, a pit bull is just crying.
No, he apologized. He apologized for that.
This is why I wasn't sure.
Practice forgiveness.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But just he changed it. When I was watching it, he was changing the game. So that's why I liked it.
He was.
He never fulfilled.
He absolutely
he never
was.
Fulfilled
no, he
potential.
Never fulfilled
no,
his potential.
Never.
No,
never. But he had an arm. He had an arm that was across the entire field.
It could have been amazing.
Oh, man.
I think he must have had one of the fastest ball speed throws
ever.
Oh, yeah.
Had to.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
No, I saw him live, like, I had, against the Dolphins, unfortunately. if it makes me better, we actually won the game. But he actually rolling out from the 45 R end. Throws it to the end zone, 5 yards deep, mm-hmm. so 60 yards.
Yeah, it's about right.
Dime.
Yeah.
For a touchdown on an out.
He was amazing.
It was crazy.
He used to throw
it. I saw
it.
I was like,
yeah.
It didn't even go up and down. It went straight.
Yeah. There was these line drives across the field. It was amazing.
And then the next play, he'd run the whole pitch.
Right.
Yeah. Exactly.
It was amazing. Yeah. All right. So we have here next question. And we'll start.
Wait,
we'll
Ronan.
Start.
We need Ronan.
Oh, sorry, Ronan. Yes, yes. I apologize.
I grew up in the 80s watching. About 85, I started watching football on
Dan
TV.
Dan Marino.
No. Dan
you're not supposed to pepper questions with answers, sir.
I'm not peppering.
Here's a good one for you, Dan. So, who did Dan Marino play against in the AFC East? Up in Boston. At the time.
Back then.
That's a question for you.
Back then?
Bledsoe. Back then in 85.
No, that's
later, 90s.
That's later, yeah.
Scott Seacules?
No. Hey, I actually got his shirt signed today and sent to me. A guy called Steve Grogan. So
Steve Grogan?
We're pulling out the names.
Out of...
Yes. Yes.
Well, that's why you got the shirt
signed. It's funny. People
don't minimalize them.
Well, no, but it's funny, isn't it? Because people say, why do you follow a sports team? And there's a lot of psychology around the fact that actually you fall in love with a player.
That's true.
Yeah,
and
that's
then you follow
that's
that team. I knew nothing about NFL when I started watching it, like we all did. But I know in Ireland in 85, I didn't know what a first down was, second down was. I didn't know any of the rules. But that Patriots team, they lost the Super Bowl to probably the greatest team of all time, the 85 Bears. But they
lost to the Dolphins, by the way.
Yeah, which that was the only loss they had that season. I mean, right?
There's not often you can say that.
Their undefeated season.
Yeah, absolutely.
But there's not often you can say that. I mean, that's not true. The Dolphins take the Patriots at least once a season.
Twice a season, yeah.
Twice.
Always at home, too. Yeah. So.
But my favorite player would be Tom Brady. I named my dog after him because, you know, I'm sorry. It's probably boring.
I get it.
But, like, also,
when you follow a franchise that hasn't won anything for years, and then they start winning. And Bledsoe, right. Bledsoe comes. I was talking to Santana Moss about this yesterday. He was playing in the game where Bledsoe was injured in the Jets game, right? And he said, you know, well, that's the end of the game. Like, Bledsoe's out. They're going to lose. Tom Brady walks on, and the rest is history, right? So
yeah, yeah.
There's something special about the guy. And going to 45 is amazing.
No, he's phenomenal.
The thing I think about Brady, you could split his career in half. Each half is a Hall of Famer.
Yeah,
oh,
exactly.
Yeah.
So he's a double Hall of Famer.
He's phenomenal. But.
That's what sports marketing guys do. They come up with facts like that.
So
that's what he does. Yeah, exactly. We finally found out. Yeah. Hey, we found
how comfortable are you with the headset right now?
I'll clock back on Monday.
That's awesome.
And you guys have a phenomenal... So are either of you responsible for the phenomenal amount of items you guys are auctioning off? You're going to take credit for this, right?
This is one of the marketing rights that we get in our contract. We have to use the best use for, and we use it for our foundation to try and raise money. So that's one of the things that we do.
Yeah. No, that's awesome.
Just his job there a little bit.
Yeah. I feel like I'm under attack.
All right, so that did you see the sports memorabilia they have in the auction set? It is in the Solutions Pavilion. It is phenomenal. It's a bigger booth than most of the other booths.
Yeah,
it is ridiculous. Next to the electronic racing, racing game.
Simulator.
Yeah, very cool. So what's your favorite piece of memorabilia there?
No.
I thought the Tom Brady hat was pretty cool.
Yeah.
There's that's a lot of Liverpool stuff up there as well. So, Liverpool is one of our biggest teams that we have. I think, the stuff up there, I think it's from their title-winning season. So, it's rare. It's rare stuff. They've only won one the last long years.
Thanks,
so.
Chris.
You had to point that out. Yeah.
And it's going to be a while again. So.
It's okay. This is recorded. It's on YouTube and Facebook. So, you always go back to this moment. All right. So, second question on the lightning round. Climb a mountain or jump from a plane? We'll start with you first.
Climb a mountain.
For sure.
Yeah,
that's the 100%. Thing. Okay.
So the choice, I get the choice to do either.
Either one, yeah.
I'll jump out of a plane.
Have either of you guys done either one of those?
Both.
You've done both. I'm the sports guy. I can do it all.
Jumping out of a plane is like a once in a lifetime thing.
Yeah. I've done a bungee jump. It's quite similar.
Yeah, it's very similar. Yeah.
But I climb a mountain, definitely. I let my feet on the ground. I don't trust anything up that high. So.
I'd do it again.
What's the tallest mountain you've climbed?
In the UK, there's Ben Nevis. That's okay. Pretty tall. What about you?
Yeah, I've done Ben Nevis as well. I did a mountain in France as well called Brevent, which is near Mont Blanc. So that's pretty high as well.
Yeah. Well, as Miami natives, we don't have mountains.
We have trash.
We have trash heaps.
Yeah, we have Mount Trashmore, which is basically Mount a landfill. It's
they just throw trash in there and burn it. America.
All right, so we have a game here called Who's Worth More Sports Edition. And since you guys should be very adept at this, did we leave? Oh, we left on Magic Johnson. I wasn't sure we were going to do this.
That's a question.
Is he still here? Before we continue,
Simon ran off to go to the bathroom. So
did he? He's like, Magic Johnson, take a picture with me.
All right, Magic Johnson or Messi, who are we?
I'd have to go Magic just because he's older. He's done the business side of it as well.
He's had a longer career.
Longer tenure.
Messi's made a lot of money, but he's still, half the age of him?
Right.
And Magic's, he shared a couple of figures on his businesses today.
Which were crazy numbers.
Hey, Simon, did you get that picture with Magic Johnson yet or no?
You can take a picture right here. You'll be like, just do it. Maybe we should have done this with people not giving speeches today. Maybe we should, you know what I mean?
All right, so you're saying that Magic Johnson worth more.
Definitely. All right,
so we're
going to
start with Messi then.
Yeah, easy Magic.
That's a big number. That's I like that I can see it here. This is a lot closer than I thought it would have been.
All right. That is like...
At least we got it right.
That's what I'm saying.
Year by year, that's actually pretty good.
Oh, yeah. He'll double it by the time
he's done. Wow.
If he wants to.
I would have said over a billion for Magic.
I would have thought the same. Definitely. Yeah.
Magic, step it up, man. No.
All right, before he gets here, move.
Messi doesn't pay his taxes. Yeah.
There you go.
That's true.
Magic's going to come knock on the glass. Like, what the hell? No. All right.
Floyd the Tiger. That is a great question.
So we have Tiger and Mayweather.
That is a great question.
Tiger as well.
Tiger's
my first.
Tiger's got Nike.
I don't know. Mayweather gets into so much stuff.
He plays tournaments. He fights for 10 million for
nothing. He's the money man, isn't he?
Money maker.
You got the money man, and he goes up and down, though. He's not consistent.
It's money maker.
Money maker.
Yeah. Floyd Moneymaker Mayweather.
Yeah, that's
I'm
going to
go with,
yes, I'm saying.
I'm
so,
go with Mayweather. He's in so much stuff.
He's doing promotions now as well.
Yeah. Right, so he's, all right, you guys need to collaborate.
Oh, we got to go together.
I think
Basically, whoever you choose, we're going to pick the opposite.
I think at this point we need like some like declarations. Does the Cronus represent either of these?
No. I know that Tiger was doing about $100 million a year in his prime.
He was the highest paid athlete for a while.
Yeah, yeah. So let's go Tiger.
All right. So Floyd Mayweather.
450.
Wow, I would have thought it would have been more.
Oh. Gotta be honest. I mean, it's not Magic Johnson money, but I was on base.
Yeah. Whoa, okay. All right, Tiger.
Nice.
All right. That is impressive.
Yeah.
That is impressive.
Now, how much of that is going to his exes?
That is awesome. All right, gentlemen. Before we let you go, any final thoughts you want to give to the YouTube audience watching this and all the other fun things? Anything fun coming up?
I just wanted to say that... sports marketing people get a hard rap in life, right? And
you're not naming anybody particular.
No, you know, they do work. They do work. That's all I'm going to say. And
In general, just not anybody named Chris. Just in general, sports people.
And I'm going to go and see Mount Trashmore tomorrow. That's what I want to leave everybody with.
Awesome. So, are you going to climb it though?
Oh well, it doesn't sound like it's climbable.
No, you don't want to, Chris.
Yeah. Like he said, sport people don't do that much work, but we do a bit of work. But we work across the regions and across. Yeah. I get to work with people like Ronan and, you know, Pat Hurley, you probably do. Yep. Great guys. So I like it when I come to events like this and get to do cool stuff with these guys. That's nice. Awesome, man.
Well, gentlemen,
awesome.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Appreciate it.
Thank
you. Are you guys going to be going to IT Nation after this, or are you going to just rest?
I think it's canceled.
The weather.
Is it? It's canceled. I mean, the weather's canceled.
It's still going on, but
Is it? Okay.
Those party buses that you guys are shipping over there should
so
be
So if it's not canceled, will you guys be there?
No.
No, I'm not enough. I'm not enough.
We're going to be playing sports.
There's no sport guy there, so yeah.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, guys. Have a good one.
All right. I think that's a wrap for an excellent tech bar. What do you think, Danny?
I think that's pretty much it.
That's pretty awesome. Don't forget, we will be, thank you, gentlemen. We will be doing this again tomorrow live at IT Nation. We will be doing this, what time are we doing? 9 to 10:30 tomorrow, 9 to 10:30 Eastern. We will be having a blast. We expect to see you there, too. Thanks for joining us. Thank you, Super Cousin Danny.
Thank you.
All right. Hey,
like, subscribe, and, you know, raise Super Cousin Danny. Make it happen.
No. All right. That's enough of that. Bye, guys.
Cut it.
This has been a broadcast of the MSP Media Network.